You're listening to The Big Picture on URN.
Sorry about that. We had a bit of technical difficulties from our studios here, but we are back with you. This is The Big Picture for Wednesday evening. Quick introduction, please, from our panel before we start.
Hi, I'm Lizzie.
Hi, it's Eamon.
Phil.
Hi, it's Lynette.
Hi, I'm Kate.
Hi, I'm Abby.
It's Amar.
And this is Lewis Bolton. But we're going to go to another story now. We're going to go to the NHS cuts that the BBC have reported on in the last week. And indeed, a week in British politics wouldn't be complete without the crisis. This week, it's the NHS once again that makes the headlines, with the BBC reporting that more than two-thirds of England could be subject to cuts or scalebacks of NHS services. Here in Nottingham, NHS England has planned for a significant downsizing of Nottingham City Hospital and a reduction across Nottingham of 200 beds. The think tank King's Fund has warned that NHS services were already stretched to their limits after this winter, but that these reforms could be vital for securing quality care. Meanwhile, a £1.8 billion transformation government fund has instead been used to aid ailing NHS trusts who are struggling to balance their budgets. This Parliament is raising the NHS budget by 1% above inflation each year, but well below the 4% average the NHS had before the most recent austerity cuts. So, what do you guys think? Do you see these proposals as having any eventual positive effect on the quality of the care of patients? Lizzie?
Obviously, cuts occurring are going to have detrimental short-term effects. That's inevitable. We've seen it, I had to take a friend down to A&E recently, and there were literally, they had no beds. They had people on, stacked up chairs in A&E with, old people sitting there. I hesitate to say dying, but with illness.
You just said it.
But, it's... I think the NHS is in a dire situation, and I don't see how cutting their funding further is going to help.
Yeah, I completely agree with Lizzie. I think the situation is so awful, and I was reading an article earlier which said that basically surgeons are just sort of waiting around all the time, waiting for people to people are waiting in the beds, but they don't have enough spending or something to do the surgery, so they're just sort of waiting around. And people are taking up those beds who are still just waiting for their operation. So actually, the money that's supposed to make it more efficient is just causing inefficiency, and I don't see how it's going to get better if they're just going to keep cutting. And I feel like this debate keeps going round and round, and they just keep cutting and cutting, and it doesn't seem to really be getting anywhere.
I think the debate goes round and round, and I think the government, whatever government, is constantly putting money into the NHS, which is becoming increasingly more of a bottomless pit. It's top-down mismanagement of the NHS, which is the problem. The NHS has admitted that themselves. I'm not a great authority on the NHS, but I what I see is that all major parties have a consensus that the NHS is an important thing to protect, and it should stay public and free at the point of use. So why not create a royal commission so all parties can come together and find a solution that will break this sort of constant wastage of money.
Right, I should be a little bit of an authority considering I'm going for their grad scheme, but let's see.
Fingers crossed.
They could be listening, so...
Yeah, they could be listening. So I think the problem is that they already have a £30 million deficit, funding gap between what they want to spend and what they are actually spending. So I think that's a huge problem as is, and that is going to require cuts, and that is going to require hard decisions to be made. But I don't know whether it is at the expense of taking away local services rather than maybe in other senses. It would be great if we could increase taxes, perhaps.
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, there's no real solution. This is the problem. If there was a solution, then we wouldn't be in this issue anyway.
Yeah, I have to agree with all those who said the debate is just going round and round. For example, today in today's PMQs, in response to Corbyn's plan to continue to stop budget cuts and to give more funding to the NHS. Theresa May's retort was that's what she just kind of listed a load of figures and then criticised Labour's plans, and also kind of just said that we need a strong economy, and that just spending more money on the NHS would create bankruptcy, but without giving any concrete action. I think it's going round and round and round, and without anybody kind of giving a action plan, and I think it's more party politics than anything else.
Yeah, in terms of the 1p, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to go in there. Anyway,
go.
In terms of the tax that you alluded to, I think it would be a good idea, but Anne Widdecombe did point out on BBC Question Time a while back that even if you put a 1p on every single, in terms of national insurance contributions, it still wouldn't fill in the hole. So I still think that some sort of Royal Commission should be set up, but I wouldn't mind paying an extra 1p on tax to help out.
We have actually just got a text in. Thank you very much for sending it in. Please put your name. We love to hear who is listening to us. Our text says, we need to look at another way of funding healthcare. Insurance schemes used widely in other European countries should be seriously considered. And that goes on to a question that I would quite like to ask you guys is it still realistic to expect such a wide-reaching, publicly funded health service in the austerity era?
Well, I think that that actually the system in Germany works quite well, and I think that there should be a mixed system with different levels. So those who can afford it so they have different schemes. No, so people who have, why is that bad? So they have people who can't afford it as much get more benefits and more free healthcare. Whereas people who can afford it, I think it's right for them to put in more of a contribution.
Yep, Lizzie?
I think I'm with Phil that I'd gladly pay more taxes if it means that the NHS continues to be free at the point of use or whatever. Like, I think it's important that we have this system that is revered by a lot of the rest of the world, and I think it's important that we maintain that. But at the same time, I understand that the money needs to come from somewhere, and I personally, I was having this conversation with my granddad the other day, and we both turned around and said we would happily pay more if we know that if someone, you know, suddenly broke their leg or was in a car crash, that they would have access to all of the medical care that they would need without having to worry whether or not they would be able to afford it.
I don't agree with the premise of the question that in austerity times we should be getting rid of things, or when we have money we should be having them, because that just creates so much more money in establishing institutions and then getting rid of them. It costs so much more money, you might as well just... It's that having your temperature on low during the winter instead of hiking up now and again. But if I'm socialist in any way, it's about the NHS. I really care about the NHS, and I think that it should be fully funded and free to everybody regardless of income. But I also consider, I also think that this is not about money. It's about how we live a more healthy lifestyle so we don't end up in hospital. I think that loneliness with the elderly needs to be tackled. I think that sugar in everything needs to be tackled. I think that childhood obesity needs to be tackled. I think that how we live our lives and the onset of cancer in like that is more profound in our societies needs to be tackled. I think that the reliance on A&E and hospitals needs to be addressed, and that actually your pharmacist is quite a clever person and can help you do things out of hour surgeries, lots of different things. Don't rely on your GP. You can go on to the 111, you can do other things, you can go into Boots, you can go into Superdrug. There's lots of other things that we can do to alleviate pressure from the NHS, and I do believe that if those things, although little by themselves, create a bigger thing, I think that the whole issue concerning money around the NHS and this whole thing about worrying about whether we need to go, we don't, everyone says, oh, it's not working, we need to go to insurance. Actually, no, change your lifestyle.
And the final words from Lynette and Kate.
I have to agree with Lizzie and say that I think I would much rather pay more in general to have a better funded NHS. And I think, as opposed to Abby, I don't think those who can pay more ought to pay more. just because those on a higher income anyway have private healthcare. Majority of people on a much higher income have private healthcare, so don't take as much from the NHS anyway. I think overall, I would be much more willing to pay more for everyone to have a better healthcare.
Yeah, kind of going on from that, I do agree, because actually I think what we're suffering with at the moment, and part of some of the problems we're facing with the NHS, is the fact that there are huge areas of it that are privatised or are under private control. So just a really quick example, when I came back from travelling once, I got seriously ill. We thought I might have malaria, and they went to go and take blood from me, and they were so unhelpful. My dad said to them, you know, she might have malaria. What are you, the NHS? And they said, oh, actually, no, we're from another company. They had absolutely no accountability to the brand or whatever of what the NHS stood for. They just were there to do their job, funded by the private company. And I think that, for me, from my own experience, was something that really stands out as a problem.
Cool.
Yeah, can I just make one final point?
Yeah, final point.
Eamon made a really good point of going, well, if we increase taxes, what's to say that they wouldn't just put that towards a new warship or whatever? So the point I'd like to make is that, you know, if I were the one in power, if I were the one doing this, I'd make it a hypothecated tax. So the tax only goes to the NHS. It is a direct tax for the NHS, not going into your general income tax or whatever.